to Mr. Biz Radio, Biz Talk for Biz Owners. If you're ready to stop faking the funk and take your business onward and upward, this show is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mr. Biz Radio with me, Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth. And we're going to talk about something that, you know, a lot of people talk about these things, but our guest this week has, I think, a very unique approach. And that is around being the best you can be, achieving massive results. You guys know my last book was about achieving massive goals and achieving big results and things like that. But I wanted to have this guest on because, again, she's got a unique approach. And we're going to talk about that later in the show. We're going to talk about her four champion zones. And that is kind of basically the power of process-oriented goals. So you're definitely going to want to listen to this one. So our guest this week is Veronica Karaman. She's the founder of TrueChampionAcademy.com, a life and performance coaching practice dedicated to empowering aspiring athletes and other achievers to reach peak performance. She's the author of 8 books. I already feel inferior. I've got 3. She's a speaker. She's a golf professional, a high-performance coach. We're going to get into that golf thing here in a little bit. We were talking about that before we get on the air. Veronica believes there's a champion in everyone, and it is her joy and passion to both inspire and equip people to release their inner champion from a place of wholeness and joy. She accomplishes her mission through her signature system, The Champion's Way, as I said, her unique approach, a framework of thought based on the 4 champion zones. Again, we'll talk about that, to goal setting and achieving. Veronica, welcome to Mr. Biz Radio.
Thank you. I'm so delighted to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you. So thank you. Usually we start off, you know, kind of talking about your journey. You know, you're a Dukie. Very positive way. Visited Duke with my oldest. Absolutely. I'd never been there before. Absolutely beautiful campus. And people who were asking me, they're like, what is it like down there? I'm like, it's like they got a forest and like hollowed it out and put a campus in the middle of it. Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing. It was one, if not my favorite, one of my most favorite campuses I've ever been on. And I've been on a bunch of them with both my daughters with visits and myself and et cetera. But, and obviously your golf stuff, but I'll let you tell the story. Tell us about your journey, if you would, Veronica.
Well, I grew up in Pittsburgh in Western Pennsylvania. And I often tell people that I wasn't born with an umbilical cord, but a 5-iron in my hand. And I started putting at the age of 5 when my father placed a putter in my hand. And for 9 years straight, it would be my goal to win the summertime national peewee putting contest. And we had belonged to this fraternal organization. And so I was always a competitor, you know, ever since the beginning of time. And I was the first girl from my high school to get an athletic scholarship to college, and I ended up playing for Duke University and turned pro afterwards. And you know, you ask people the start of their entrepreneurial journey, and I can just remember thinking I was in this interview with a corporate guy, you know, hiring people, the Duke graduates, and he could tell that I wasn't very engaged in the interview. And he just turned to me and he just said, Veronica, what's your dream? What do you want to do? And I said, I want to go play the golf tour. I want to pursue my dream of being a professional golfer. And he turned to me and said, well, go do it. And so I was kind of set free to explore what was in my heart, my gifts, my talents. And so I found a sponsor, went to Florida, you know, started playing the golf tour. And it was interesting because, you know, here I am out pursuing my dream. And yet there was something in my heart that was saying, you know, shouldn't you be doing something of greater worth in your life and value than hitting a golf ball for 10 hours a day? And so I had this kind of inner struggle with my dream and yet having a sense of wanting to make a contribution, wanting to find, you know, more meaning. And so I ended up quitting the game and went to graduate school and ended up really having a career of finding joy, not only continuing my game, but really releasing potential in other people. And I saw that I could speak to what I call the inner champion in people and bring out a higher sense of how they saw themselves, how they could perform And it's been an interesting and beautiful journey of helping people to find their potential, to release their greatness, but to do it from a place of wholeness versus brokenness. Because there was such a season in my life where I was driven. And I think that if anybody listening to this is achievement oriented, you can know that feeling of being driven versus being free or called in what you do. And so I've helped people not only set and achieve goals, but do it from that place of wholeness.
Well, and I think that's a key. So I think a lot of people, you know, I read a ton of books and you hear about people like the Michael Jordans, the Kobe Bryants of the world. And I feel like those guys in particular would probably be not the best coaches. Mm. Not that they don't have the knowledge, not that they don't have all the determination in the world, but because they have that too much.
Yes.
I think they're just wired a certain way that's in the top, I don't know, 0.5% of the people in the world, that their way of thinking and their way of achieving things, it just comes so innate to them that I think it's difficult for people like that to understand how someone that's even in the top 10% or 20% of people, like I think they would get frustrated. Like, why don't you get it? And I think that person that's receiving it would be like, holy crap, back off, dude. Like, that's a little much, you know?
Well, you know, I think it's very interesting because I find the whole Deion Sanders story of coaching very fascinating. And what I've realized is, you know, you can't place a demand on somebody to win before they've learned how to win. So I think there's an element of coaching that is both, you know, inspirational and speaking to people, but you have to form a champion mindset in someone. You have to form winning mindsets in someone. And so some people, like you said, have it innate in them, but in other people, you have to cultivate it. And I think that's the whole area of nurture in an achievement or someone that you are trying to develop that. And I think that comes from a place of love and nurture and support. So I always say, you know, I even say parenting, a lot of parenting is this way. And I was like, how can you expect your son or daughter to be disciplined in something when that discipline hasn't been formed and you've got to come alongside of them and instill that formation in them from an empowering place?
Yeah, it's interesting. And so the timing of you coming on the show, just it was actually coincidence, but I was thinking about it on my way to the studio today because I'm reading a book right now called Winning by Tim Grover. Tim Grover was Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan's coach, Dwayne Wade and a few other folks as well. And the things he talks about in there, you know, he says a lot of times people will come to me and they say, I'm not a competitive person. My wife isn't, you know, whatever. And we want to have our kid be competitive. And he's like, it'll happen. You don't have to force it. Mm-hmm. Look what happens to a toddler when you take away their favorite toy. Now they're competitive because they want that toy back, or their sister takes it, or their brother takes it, or whatever. It just has to happen. It has to be for that person, though. You can't force it on them, per your point, Veronica. We're going to hit a break here. We're talking again with Veronica Kerriman. You can follow her. First of all, her website is truechampionacademy.com. You can follow her on Facebook and Instagram. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about a particular instance of success she had in the U.S. Open.
Okay, right.
If you would like to reach hundreds of thousands of business owners every week, Mr. Biz Radio can help. Our show airs globally 7 days a week for more than 25 hours across several internet radio stations, plus 20 plus podcast platforms. Also, video exposure on the new exclusive Mr. Biz Network streaming channel, which gets blasted to 100 plus streaming platforms and the Mr. Biz YouTube channel and our 350,000 social media followers multiple times every week. Join Mr. Biz Nation as an advertiser by emailing us at info@MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Got a question for Mr. Biz you want answered on air? Email it to info@MrBizSolutions.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's time for the Mr. Biz Tip of the Week. And I have to admit, I did a little bit of foreshadowing. Because I'm reading that book, Winning by Tim Grover, and I literally was reading it earlier today, and you know, I have the Mr. Biz Tip of the Week every week. I set them in December for the entire year. I preempted. I was so moved by this quote that I'm like, this has got to go on today. And then we're talking to Veronica. So this ties exactly into Veronica does as well. So it's actually a quote from Tim Grover. I was actually listening to the book. I had to rewind this like three or four times. So his quote is, and we were talking, he's talking about, you know, trying to make someone competitive. And he says, the drive to compete can only be as strong as the desire for the outcome. Yeah. And now I talked about the, you know, toddler getting a toy taken away. You know, at that point, their desire is, I want my toy back, right? And come hell or high water, I want that dang toy back. And it was just a powerful thing for me. And I think it ties right into what we were talking about and how Veronica approaches a lot of what she does at the True Champion Academy. So that is the Mr. Biz Tip of the Week this week.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
It reminds me, I coach a lot of competitive junior golfers, and I was out on the golf course with a competitive player recently, and he was one shot out of the lead after the first day. And I saw like the champion in this young man. And so he got teamed up with the guy that was leading the tournament the next day. Mm-hmm. And he ended up like losing by a couple of shots. And afterwards I said to him, and this is before he became my client after this, I said, did you go into the tournament with a winning mindset? Did you go into the second day saying, I'm going to win, I'm going to beat this guy? The thought never entered his mind. And so it's like he went there to go play. He was in a position to win, but he never saw himself as winning, and he didn't have the desire to win. So I said, how can you go into a competitive tournament and not go in with a winning mindset? And so often, you know, these young competitors, they want to play, they want to compete, but the thought of winning or thinking about winning doesn't enter their mind. They're just thinking score or swing versus, like you said, that outcome, and having the right mindset for that result to happen.
So Veronica, now you went down that rabbit hole. Let me ask another question, because that made me think of something else. How often do you see that someone doesn't have that correct mindset, that winning mindset? How often is that? It could be a bunch of a variety of reasons why, right? But how many times do you see that's imposter syndrome, that they say, I can never beat this person, or I'm not meant to be on the podium? Or does that happen often?
All the time, which is why I say the beginning point of being a champion doesn't begin with skill or opportunity. It begins with what voice you listen to. And I say there's always three voices that are talking to us all the time. There's the critic that points down to us and says, why you can't do it. That's not going to happen. You know, we're all familiar with that. That's talking all the time. There's the coach that opens up your mind to any possibility, which is why I said to him afterwards, I said, did you realize that you are in a position to go in and possess the win? I said, it's one thing, you can desire something, you can pursue something, but to possess it is a different thing. And then the champion voice that says, I can, I will, I believe, it is that one that it goes on the offensive and believes in yourself and does what I call connects your head and your heart. And you will never release your potential from your critic. It'll never happen. The only way you can release your potential is to speak your champion voice. And it's the weakest voice that we have, unless, you know, you're someone like Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods. You know, how often have you seen Tiger Woods limping down the fairway with all the, you know, struggles that he had with his leg? But if he could just have a few more birdies, he'd be in contention. You know, like he couldn't get his champion voice out of his head if he tried. But the champion voice can be developed when you get in touch with the critic. And I help people, what I call slay their inner critic and release their true champion voice. And that can be innate or it can be formed. And everybody has those three voices.
So I love what you just said. So I love everything you said, but something very specific you just said, your inner critic, because as you were talking about the critic voice, I, in my athletic career, and I've been fortunate enough and had some success and broken some world records and things like that. So, and watching, if you've ever watched the documentary about the Bulls and Michael Jordan, the dance, and hearing some of the things he talked about and the things that motivated him really resonated with me. And it was not my inner critic, it was outer critics. And I used that to drive me. And I'm hearing Michael Jordan say, you know, I think 1 year he finished second in the MVP voting. And he went into the playoffs and he was playing against and matched up against the person who beat him in the MVP race. And he said, I'm going to embarrass this guy, not outwardly in his head. I'm going to, this guy, because they said, he's not that good. Michael Jordan's not, he lost a step, et cetera, et cetera. He used that outer critic. I did the same thing in my career is, you know, people are saying, there's no way you can't, that world record's way out of reach. You can never going to get there. And I over and over and over replaying that because that fierceness in me say, I'm going to show these people, right? So it wasn't my inner critic. I think that outer critic helped push out my inner critic.
Yes.
Because I wasn't even listening to that anymore. I was listening to that outer person.
And what that did was it helped you to set your mind. And you'll never get to your potential until you set your mind. And I think that's why arrival, you know, whether it's coming from the outside in or the inside out, is my competitive spirit was developed when I was playing junior golf. And there was always one girl that beat me all the time by one shot. And it got me so upset. I'm like, I'm just as good as she is. And it was through that rub of, well, I call it placing a demand on my inner champion, that I began to win. But I think a rival is so critical, however you find that rival, to developing your competitive fire.
Veronica, I'll tell you this, and a lot of people are going to hear this or watching, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, this guy's a lunatic. The first world record I was chasing, it was a guy from Russia that held a record. His name was Mikhail Weber. I had a keychain made that had his name and his picture on it. Yeah. And I had it on my keychain and I carried it around. So every single day I was reminded of that is who I'm chasing. That is who is my rival. That is who I'm going to exceed. That's whose record I'm going to break. It took me 7 years. It took me 7 years. But I got there, thankfully. Then after that, you know, I think success breeds success, as they say. So, continue to go on.
You got the win in you at a cellular level. The championship was in you before you ever got to the championship. And that's what needs to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, again, truechampionacademy.com. We'll put it in the show notes. Follow her on Facebook and Instagram. Come back after the break. We're going to find out about the four champion zones.
How would you like to have direct access to Mr. Biz to help you run your business more profitably and more efficiently? At MrBizSolutions.com, you get live access to not only Mr. Biz, but also several of his hand-picked and trusted business experts, each with 20-plus years of experience to help you optimally manage and grow your business. That's just the start of where Mr. Biz Solutions begins. Learn more at MrBizSolutions.com. That's MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Check out all three of Mr. Biz's best-selling books at MrBizBooks.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
Welcome back to the show. Sorry about that. Shout out to my pressure connection peeps there. I'm a little drinking some water there. I got lost time of the break there. How would you like to save 30 to 70% on your healthcare while staying with your current providers and having free 24/7 telehealth with over 500 pricing options starting at only $73 a month? If any of that sounds interesting to you at all, go out to MrBizHealth.com, a company that I recently stumbled upon. I've been working with a couple of clients to potentially convert over to them. Everything I've seen so far is great. I'm not affiliated with them. They bought the domain because they knew it would resonate with our listeners and our viewers. I don't own the company. I don't get paid by them for any referrals or anything like that, but definitely something to check out. Everything I've seen so far, really like what they do there. All right, Veronica, so we've talked about a lot of different things, but one of the things that before we have to go, I want to make sure we get into is your four champion zones. What does that look like? What are, you know, I don't want you to give away the secret sauce for True Champion Academy, right? But what kind of does that look like?
Well, I realized through my journey that there was a much more holistic, healthy way to go about achieving goals. And that wasn't focusing on results-oriented goals, but process-oriented goals. And I learned from Dr. James Lower how peak performance happens. And peak performance happens from a place of being fully engaged. And to be fully engaged is to be physically energized, mentally focused, emotionally connected, and spiritually aligned. So the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, I call those the four champion zones. And so if you can identify a process in each one of those categories and do them concurrently, that's when you take a leap. So what good is it if you have a great skill set, but you have no focus? Peak performance? No. What if you have those, but you get angry after a shot? Peak performance? No. What if you have all of those, but you don't believe in yourself? Peak performance? No. So I help people create success from the start by identifying what process they need to work on, how to do that concurrently, and then focus on the processes, because the process will lead you to the outcome. I've had athletes come to me. I had one girl coming to me. She had trouble breaking 80 in a tournament, but she had great technical skills. And within 2 months of taking her through my system, she shot 5 under par. How does that happen? Wow. And I've seen that happen over and over again. And I think that people are lacking an understanding of the meta stuff, of looking at something like from the helicopter view and saying, how do I need to go about preparing and doing my performance in such a way that I get an accelerated result? And the four champion zones is a framework of thought that places your mind in these tracks so that you can get that result. And so I've produced a 12-module video series, which I have online called The Champion's Way. I've written a book on that you can get on Amazon. And recently this year, I just wrote a faith-based book of this version called God Make Me a Champion. And I just find the champion zones works whether you're athletic or not. Because when my mom was 85 years old, she was given 6 months to live with a terminal heart condition. I stopped everything to reach her, taught her to play golf at 85, and she lived almost 7 more years. And so
oh, wow.
I even wrote that story in a book called My Shot of Joy. But it's something that is life-changing and really helps you to perform from that place of self-awareness in those four zones.
So Veronica, in your experience, is there one of those zones that there's a more of a predominance of people that have like oh, the second or the third one are most people have a problem here. Is there one that's more dominant that people need more help in?
I find the spiritual zone, which in performance is identity, higher purpose, and values, is always the weakest.
Okay.
Because that's the one we don't pay attention to.
Sure. And yeah.
So when I say to people and I take them through a process, and basically we do a deep dive of why do you believe you deserve to be in the champion circle? And so it's not about self-affirmation or positive affirmations. It's what do you believe that is most true about you in your highest self? So you're actually connecting the head and the heart. And so I say, you should play from victory. And I figured this out after many years, is that whenever we find our worth or our value outside of ourselves, say in the goal, which a lot of athletes do, is then you're separating yourself from yourself. So how can you perform your best and your strongest when you're not integrated and coming from a place of centeredness? And so whenever I play from victory. I teach my players to play from a centeredness of their champion identity, because that doesn't shift like the sand or the weather or their thinking that day. And so when you play from the inside out and you hold to who you are, that's when you play out of your highest self. And people need to learn how to get in touch and develop and believe in themselves as a champion. And I always say there's two distinguishing features of champions. One is superior focus and the other superior passion. So anytime you can increase someone's focus and also open up their mind to a new possibility, which creates passion, and do those two things concurrently, then you've brought them up in what I call their champometer.
It makes so much sense, because if you think about it, there's so many examples of even professional athletes, let alone amateurs that are wanting to be professional, that have all the talent in the world, but they don't work hard. They have no passion.
Yeah.
And so they may get to be professional, and then their career, all of a sudden, they're this rising star. Oh my gosh, they're going to be the next coming of, you know, one of the greats. And all of a sudden their career goes, you know, plummets all of a sudden. You're like, what the heck happened? And then you have these people that come out of nowhere and are just grinders, because they just keep going and keep going because they have that passion. They might not have the same talent level, but they just keep going. And so it's interesting, as you mentioned, that sort of the dichotomy between those two.
And a good coach will show you which one you need to work on and why. And I always say, I used to think excellence was the soil of greatness, but I don't think that anymore. I think wholeness is. Your left brain, your right brain being whole in your life. And I want to offer your audience something I've never done on any other podcast, but for the first 5 people that like purchase the self-study program on truechampionacademy.com, I would love to give them a free coaching session. So maybe there's somebody listening to this that say, I'd like more. I'd really like to do that for your audience.
Well, I appreciate that. That's awesome. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of, you think about the greats, right? The Tiger Woods, the Kobe Bryants, the Michael Jordans. It seems to me, at least from what you see from the outside, at least, they're probably the ones that kind of combine those two to the nth level.
Yes. And I think it's important when you become so achievement oriented, also to have the personal life, also to have love and acceptance in these other areas of your life in place, so that you don't become the goal, so that your life is in balance and whole. And that was something that took me a long time to work on.
Understandable. Well, guys, Veronica just made a very gracious offer for us. So go out to truechampionacademy.com. We'll put it in the show notes as well. First 5 people who buy the self-study program, free coaching session. Veronica, so thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a fantastic rest of your week. And don't forget, as always, cash flow is king.
To become part of Mr. Biz Nation, follow him on all social media platforms or never miss a show by going to MrBizRadio.com. If you prefer free video content, visit the Mr. Biz YouTube channel or check out his streaming channel, which is available on 100 plus streaming platforms at MrBizNetwork.com.